Heather's Casino Studio, KQEN weather forecast today. Calling for some patchy fog this morning. Partly sunny later in the day and a high right around 50 degrees. Then tonight, rain and 38 for a low. Tomorrow, rain in the forecast as well, mostly in the earlier part of the day. A possible thunderstorm in the early afternoon and a high about 41 degrees. And for Sunday, rain likely with 44 expected. It is 39 degrees outside now. KQEN News Time is 8:49.
It's time for Local Real Estate Today, a weekly look at what you should know about the county's real estate market. Here's Mary Gilbert, team owner of the Mary Gilbert Group at Keller Williams, Southern Oregon, with Local Real Estate Today on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
And Mary, thanks for coming in this morning.
Good morning, Kyle. Great to be here.
So, your first time in studio, tell us a little bit about yourself and your background.
Awesome. Well, a pleasure being here, and thank you for having me on the show. So, I'm a Roseburg native, born and raised right here in Douglas County. I grew up in Melrose. My husband was also born and raised here, and he's a Wilburite, so that's kind of a joke between the two of us.
Is that a word?
I made it up, Wilburite, but...
Okay.
So anyways, we have four children that are all young adults. You know, I started my career in real estate in 1996, and I had a great mentor, Jerry Chartier. I hope you're listening. And actually, you know what? I had many mentors in Douglas County throughout my career in real estate, so we don't have enough time to name them all, but I'm very grateful for all of them. And it's crazy to think that I'm going on 28 years in real estate.
You have probably seen a lot of cycles and changes and all kinds of interesting things.
Well, absolutely. You know, when I first got into real estate, we had the real estate book. There was no computer. So to schedule showings, you had to flip through a black and white book.
Oh, boy. Pre-internet. Yeah, that's a whole different world.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, I'm the team owner of the Mary Gilbert Group. We're partnered with Place, which is a national real estate network of the top agents across the U.S. and Canada. And we have 11 agents on our team, and we're serving Douglas County, Josephine, and Jackson County. And we're all part of the Keller Williams Southern Oregon Network. So I think it's also important to know that I'm an Oregon Duck alumni and competed for the Ducks on their track team. So if you're a Beaver fan, I'm a friendly duck. I won't hold it against you.
Well, that's good. Now, I've actually run on Hayward Field, but I suspect that you did a lot more of it than I've done.
Oh, that's an amazing stadium. Love it.
Absolutely. Well, let's talk about some things in real estate. What did you want to start with today?
Yes, Kyle. So, you know, I think it's important. January is National Radon Action Month.
What is radon?
So radon is a cancer-causing radioactive gas that you can't see or smell. And shockingly, it takes the lives of approximately 21,000 Americans each year. And so being National Radon Month, the Surgeon General is recommending that all homes be tested for radon gas. And it's a perfect time this month to learn more about radon and the importance of testing your home.
Now, somebody would ask, yeah, but do we have it in Douglas County?
Yeah, that's a good question because we haven't been talking about it much in Douglas County. And in Douglas County, the risk of radon depends on where you're located in Douglas County. So, for instance, Roseburg has a very low risk based on the state of Oregon's risk report that's issued. Some of the outlying areas have a little greater risk than Roseburg.
It's interesting how that all works in a lot because it's hard to, you know, if you don't go through the right protocols, it's really hard to know what might be happening in your area.
That's right, right. And I think information is valuable. The state of Oregon is also offers free home radon testing kits. So depending on where you live, you could qualify for these kits. If you're in an area that you don't qualify or you still do, you can also have someone locally professionally test that. And we do have that service available here in Roseburg.
So it seems like somebody should take that seriously.
Absolutely, yes, because you don't know if you have it in your home or not.
So let's talk about the local market right now in real estate as the year of 2023 is over.
Yes, all right. So I do have some interesting statistics from the residential market in Douglas County for 2023. So, ending the year in 2023, there were 1,752 residential listings taken in Douglas County. So, during that same time period, 1,326 of those homes were reported as pending, And we closed out the year with a total of 1,310 homes sold with an average sales price of $345,700. Interesting thing, you know, it's a little bit of a challenging year, but sellers did receive just under 94% of their original listing price, or just over 97% of their final listing price. So the difference in the original listing price, final listing price, is that some sellers were doing price reductions to get their home sold. And the average days on market for these closed homes was 59 days throughout 2023.
So how do things look as we start 2024?
You know, towards the end of the year, we started seeing some interest rate reductions, which picked up the market. And interesting to see, we're in the first week of 2024, and I'm already hearing agents talking about getting offers on multiple listings and working with out-of-town buyers. So the market's been active coming out of the holidays.
And a lot of different options, a lot of different price points for people to consider.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. If we look at that, in Douglas County right now, there's 336 homes to choose from. And the average days on market for these listings is 118 days. Average list price is $500,000. So what we're seeing is a wide range, right? The most affordable listing right now is a cute little house in a park on Athena Lane, and it's listed for $33,000.
Hmm. What about the higher end of things?
Yeah, so on the other end of the spectrum, the most expensive listing in Douglas County is an incredible high-production ranch with water rights, home on the river, out Days Creek Cutoff Road, and that's being offered at $6.7 million.
So you've got a wide range of options. What about homes that are pending?
Yeah, pending homes. So the market's currently active with pending homes. We're seeing 119 pending homes right now in Douglas County. So it's interesting to note that the average days on market for pending listings is 69 days, which is fewer days on market than the active listings, which are averaging about 118 days. So that might suggest that these pending listings were priced more in line with buyer expectations, and thus they're selling quicker. Same thing, right? The most affordable pending listing is a $34,900 for a cute little home in a park on Manor Loop. And then on the flip side, we have the highest price pending listing is currently listed at $2.25 million, and that's a gorgeous luxury home in the gated community of Cross Creek and Garden Valley. This house is over 6,500 square feet on over 7 acres, amazing view of the vineyard and the Callahans, truly one of a kind, and I'm excited that someone local is going to make this beautiful place their new home.
Yeah, boy, I go by that often. I know exactly which house that is. That is a really cool property. What about inventory right now?
Certainly, Kyle. Douglas County is holding steady at 3 months of inventory. So what this means is that the current rate of sales, it would take approximately 3 months to sell all the active residential homes on the market. So what, you know, we typically 3 months is a seller's market. We're just seeing that there's low inventory, but things are taking a little longer to sell than we would normally expect with 3 months of inventory.
I'm curious about what led you into the world of real estate to begin with.
That's crazy. Good question, because I have a double major at the University of Oregon in psychology and sociology, and so I've always had an urge to help people. And at the time, at the University of Oregon, I worked at a youth shelter home. I've always wanted to help people better the situation that they're currently in. And moving back to Douglas County, I felt like delivering the dream of home ownership to everyone could really help that.
So if people want to connect with you and your team, talk about the options for doing that.
Yes. So one way you can do this, you can call or text us at 541-371-5500. You can go to our website, marygilbert.com, or you can come by the Keller Williams Southern Oregon office at 2658 Northeast Stevens Street in Roseburg.
All right, Mary Gilbert, thanks for being here this morning.
My pleasure.
8:59 at the Morning Report.
From the Seven Feathers Casino Studio, KQEN weather forecast today.